We're going to be with you briefly, if that's all right. We're going to give you what God has said. We're going to sit down. We'll see what the Lord has said to us today. And it is in Psalm 116. Psalm 116. Psalm 116, I'll read for you beginning with verse 1. Psalm 116, beginning with verse 1, says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold of me upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then call I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. Hallelujah. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Just for a little while, we use as a thought in your hearing, I love the Lord. I don't know about you, but I love the Lord. How many can say I love the Lord today? Tell the Lord, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Psalm 116 is part of a collection. Psalms 113 through 118 are known as the Egyptian Hallel Psalms. Hallel simply means praise Yahweh. Thus, they were written as praises that were sung in connection with the Passover feast and meal, as well as other Hebrew festivals. They caused Israel to reflect upon God's redemption of his people, particularly from their bondage in Egypt. These psalms are sung or recited because they are devoted entirely to the praise of God. As Psalm 115 and 1 describes, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. All six of these Hallel Psalms are beautiful in their praise to God. However, I am drawn most of the time to 116 more often, because the psalmist here began his song with the most simple expression of gratitude, love. This psalm was personal. He says, I love the Lord. Then he gives the reason behind that great love for God. Because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. In other words, because he heard and answered his prayer in a desperate season, in a desperate time. I don't know about you, but there are times in our lives where we're desperate. There are times when issues come upon us. There's some conflict going on in your mind. You don't know how you're going to make it, how you're going to get through. But during those times here, you'll know that the Lord will hear you and answer you. Many people say that it is not pure love if it's based upon some benefit received. However, we need to understand that love, whether pure or impure, is a deep affection that has to start somewhere. And there's no other love that can flow from the heart of the creature, which is us, to its creator, which is our God. We praise him for what he has done for us. We thank him for what he has done for us. But the affection grows when we really genuinely appreciate what the Creator has really done for this creature. Thus the writer goes on to say, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon his name as long as I live. Here the writer tells you how God made him feel special. There are times when you love somebody, you care for somebody, but in order for them to know it, you got to make them feel special. Brother Miguel didn't win Sister Grace's heart just because, come on, let's go out to eat. But he made her feel special. As the relation grew, he made her feel special, more special all the time, holding the door for her. It's the little things. He might have brought a gift. He might have got some flowers sometime. I hope I hadn't messed you up. Do you have to go get some flowers? But there's some things that he did that were special. Brother Michael Farmer didn't win Sister Deborah easily, but it was, he had to make her feel special. Here, the Lord allows the writer of this psalm to feel special. He tells him he inclined his ear. In other words, he gives us the feeling that he bent down to hear me. Basically, he removed any perceived distance from me. So many times we think we're distant from God, that, oh, he sits way up there and I'm way down here. But God, and he closed the distance. He closed the distance and said, here I am. David tells you in the 40th Psalm that he inclined his ear. And he picked me up out of a miry clay and established me. In other words, I was sinking. Hallelujah. And he picked me up out of the miry clay. Don't you know that the God that we serve cares about what you're in? We might be in quicksand. The devil might want to devour us, but the God that we serve, he thinks you're special. Picks you up out of the miry clay. Establishes your feet. The songwriter says, I was deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Love. Uh-oh, there's that word. Four-letter word with a lot of meaning. Love lifted me. Love, it was the love that God had for me. He loved me when I didn't even love myself. The writer says he bent down basically to hear me. Remove that distance. He being God and I'm just a servant. The writer, the singer, says because God made him feel that special, he vowed never to call upon any other. His allegiance and love would always be to the one who came to me in my distress. The psalmist reveals his deep love for God, but also his human emotions. The freedom of the writer to share his thoughts and feelings with the Lord helps us to realize that God cares for us as well, and will listen to us as we express our needs, our fears, our despair. Don't you know God cares about what you're going through? Other folk ask you, how you doing? Don't you hear that a lot of times? You've even said it yourself. Hey, how you doing? Well, when you hit that well, I see you. They don't want to know how you doing. They don't want to know that you're having trouble. They don't want to know that you're in problems. They don't want to hear. They're just trying to be nice. But God wants to know how you doing. He said, Lord, I'm going through. Rather than running the other way, God gets close to you.
Yeah.
Tell me all about it. Tell me all about it. Share with me. Let me know what's going on in your life. I care about you. Not only does he care, he said, but I can do something. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. He can do something about it. Isn't it something to know that you know somebody that can do something about what you're going through? There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Woo! Because he can do something about what I'm going through. Other folk just talk stuff, but when you're in despair, you don't see them. The writer now makes it clear about that love. He says, the sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. During the Thanksgiving prayer, Brother Miguel talked about, he had been, my new brother, talked about being sick in the hospital, fighting COVID. Hallelujah, fighting issues. We had others in here that have been sick. Whether that or not, people have been dealing with cancer, people dealing with so many other issues, that here death compassed me. I don't know about you, but I felt sick unto death. Hallelujah, where it looks like hell was getting a hold of me. I was in sorrow and pain. I was in issues. I was in distress. But the Lord heard me. Oh, the Lord answered me. The Lord cared about me. And the Lord comforted me. He don't love me no more than he loves you. And what he did for one, he'll do for another. But all we got to do is try God. Hallelujah. All we got to do is come to him. And he'll come to you in your trouble. How many of you been in trouble? The very people that said they love you, they disappear. You don't find them when you're in trouble. When you're in need, they know where to be found. You call on them. They picked up when they heard your voice. They click up. They won't talk then. Now, when you had plenty of money and when you was doing all that you could do for them, it was okay. But when they got to return the favor, when they just, you know, you want them just to hear you. Somebody, you know, so many times we just want somebody to talk to. But I'm here to let you know today, don't worry about talking to folk. But you talk to somebody that can do something about your condition. Stop telling your business and putting it in the street, but put it in the air of Jesus. Put it in the atmosphere. Say, Lord, take it. Take my issue, take my situation. Those people done run off, they forgot you. They don't want to know nothing about you. Even in our relationship of marriage, those vows for better, for worse, for richer, poor, in sickness and in health. Lord, they go to the doctor with you, and the doctor says, you only have so much to live. The spouse said, honey, you paid that insurance, didn't you? Nothing about, let's pray that God works it out. You got that policy. We may need to add to that. Maybe have to double, triple it. They think about the death. They ain't thinking about you. But God is thinking about you. God is caring about what you go through. Whether these people vanish in time of need, whether these people are really pure or impure concerning their love for you, know that God loves you. That's why the writer said, then call I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord. All you got to do is call on him. O Lord, how many, where's my sister? Sister got testimony. Sister Shante shared it with me on the other week. She was between a proverbial rock and a hard place in her automobile. Listen to her sometimes. She said, I didn't know what I was going to do. All she could say was, Jesus. Transport truck coming. She knows she's gone. There's nowhere on the road to go. Don't you know God will make a way of escape? Last week we could have been having a funeral ourselves. But God, tell me God don't love you. Tell me God don't care about you. God is looking after us when we're not even looking. Hallelujah. God cares. Woo! When she said, told me, she said, I didn't know what I was going to do. All I could say is, Jesus, I think she closed the eyes. Just trying to brace for the impact. You know you get ready to get hit. You know, ain't no. But God just shifted him in the last minute. Didn't even touch your car. Tell me God can't make a way. Tell me God won't incline his ear and hear. She didn't even get to say, oh Lord, I beseech thee. Jesus! That's why Jesus is his name. Yesterday, today, and forever. All you got to do is call on the name. The righteous. Hallelujah. We got the power to call that name. Woo! Hallelujah. See. Thank you, Lord. He says, then call I upon the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord. I beseech thee, deliver my soul. The scripture goes on to say, and he helped me. Sister Shante, did he help you? Did he help you? He's helped me before. He's helped you before? How many has he helped before? If he's helped you, somebody ought to say, Lord, I love you. If he's helped you before, somebody say, Lord, I thank you. Woo, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. We got a God that loves you. He helped me. He helped me. And then he finishes here with what we read before. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. What you say? He's delivered my soul from... She thought she was gone. Jesus! Close your eyes and brace him for... You know, it wasn't no time to think, did I speak to Spencer this morning? Did I kiss my children? So now, SJ, would this be the last time? It wasn't the last time. Jesus! Present help in time of trouble. Jesus, the love of my soul. Jesus! Hallelujah. How did it will see? He says, delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears. The time you've been crying about something going on, but he'll deliver your eyes from tears. Sister Janice, he'll deliver your eyes from tears. Sister Rosie, he'll deliver your eyes from tears. And my feet from falling. So many times this world wants to pull the rug out from under you. But the Lord will keep your feet from falling. Finally, he says, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. All right, brother, you said something. The Bible tells us in Genesis that Jared begat Enoch. After 65 years, Enoch begat Methuselah. And its scripture says he walked with God 300 years. Scripture says all the days of Enoch was 365 years. And he was not because what? God took him. What are you talking about? When you love the Lord and when you walk with him, as the psalmist says, I walked before. All of us ought to be looking for the Lord to what? Take us. Whatever trouble you're going through now, don't worry about it, because I'm looking for God to take me up out of here. I'm looking for God to catch me away out of here. That's why I'm walking with him daily. Calling on him. Praying to him. Thanking him. Because I want him to take me. And not just me. I'm praying he takes all of us. Lord, take us home with you, that we'll be with you in paradise, because paradise is wherever the Lord is. Hallelujah. How many want to go to paradise with the Lord? I want him to catch you away. He'll do just what he promised if you love the law. Today, if there's somebody that says, I want to love the Lord like that, today is your day. Today is your day. If you don't want to be ashamed, said, hey, a lot of people are scared to say, I love somebody. Say amen, somebody. We've always all been children at some time. And they say, oh, you like her. No, I don't like her. Amen. SJ, you like so-and-so. No, I don't like her. When we kids, we don't want that stigma on her. I'm reminded of a play, Cyrano de Bergerac. Cyrano de Bergerac really was a real-life individual. But years later, they wrote about his life. They added a little stuff to it to make it more sellable when he makes a play concerning the life of this individual. So those of us that may remember, Cyrano de Bergerac had a very large nose, presumed to be not handsome. He loved one by the name in the play, Roxanne. And he didn't think Roxanne would return that love that he had for her. So he had a friend named Christian. He had Christian to stand up, and he'd be behind him giving him the word, because Christian really wasn't articulate. But Christian looked the part. So they'd stand out by Roxanne's window, and he'd give him the words to say. And Christian would repeat what Cyrano was whispering to him. Roxanne falls for what she thought was the man that had the words. But the words was coming from somebody else. Saints, God knows you. If you stand behind somebody, God still knows you. You can't hide from God. But what we're doing is keeping the words from him. And you don't have to be articulate. All you have to do is say, Lord, I love you. And he knows when it's real. He knows if it's true. And since he knows if it's real or it's true, he will come and see about you. Your condition, your issue, what's going on. Don't have to hide behind nobody. Don't hide in the house of God. But let God know, I love you, I care about you. Don't be afraid to clap your hands. Don't be afraid to raise your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. Don't be bashful and look around to see who's looking at you. But let God know that I don't care who looks at me. I'm going to praise you in spite of. I don't care if they look at me funny, but you've been too good to me. For me to hide my feelings, for me to hide my affection. But I don't care. I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. Lord, I love you. That Jesus is mine. What a foretaste of glory divine. Hallelujah. Tell the world. Let them know how you feel about the God of your salvation. Don't hide. Don't be scared. But let them know, Lord, I love you. Let us stand to our feet. Lord, we thank you for the Thanksgiving holiday. We thank you for blessing you, hallelujah, each and every family. Lord, those that are here, Lord, we bless you for strengthening them and getting them to be able to come out to praise your name today. Others that are not here that should be here, Lord, heal, strengthen, deliver. Lord, those that may be even out of town, Lord, bring them home safely. Those that will be traveling, Lord, Brother Bailey and his granddaughter, Lord, Sister Makai, take them safely. Hallelujah. Lord, traveling mercies. Bless your people, Lord. Bless spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. Meet every need, Lord. Meet every need. Hey, hallelujah. Meet every need. Lord, you know what your people have need of. The Spirit make intercession. Hallelujah. Lord, we know right now that we are calling on you, and you are yet inclining your ear. You're yet making up the distance and coming nigh to the prayers of your people. All we have to do is ask. Your word tells us we have not because we ask not. There are folks that are too ashamed to open up their mouths. But Lord, today we're ready to open up our mouths and say, Lord, we love you and we need you. Help us. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name. Hell yeah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We call on that name. Lord, as you took care of our sister Shantae, Lord, take care of the rest of your people. Lord, block the hand of the enemy and bring victory, hallelujah, on behalf of your people. We come against the adversary, Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Satan, the Lord, one more time. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. Healing, deliverance, strength, peace, joy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch. Greet one another in love in Jesus' name, and he will come to your rescue.